Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another recap show, The Walking Dead Recap Show. We're going to be talking about Episode 7, Time After Time. It aired December 3rd of 2017. Yes, it is the new year, but I couldn't wait any longer, y'all. I had to knock it out, and finally, Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com made some time for you guys. It took a little convincing. She was like, I don't even want to talk to these people anymore. They suck. And I'm like, Kristen,
oh my God,
it.
You're such a liar.
So I finally convinced her. She's a little drunk right now. That's why she's denying everything. But she's been drinking. But that's the only way I could get her on the show is if she was allowed to drink on the show. So
I don't even drink, Michael. Oh my God, you're terrible.
Denial.
Start the new year right, Michael.
Denial is the first sign of alcoholism. All right, so we're going to be talking about this episode. Now, yes. If people have been tuning in and listening, hopefully you haven't just jumped right into this. Kristen and I have been talking about the past episodes. So we've kind of touched on some of these things that have been happening just for the reason that it's, you know, it's already, you know, we're waiting for the mid-season premiere. I have my notes here. Eugene and Dwight, which we kind of briefly talked about their situation right now. But this is the episode where Eugene pretty much outs Dwight and says, I know you're the traitor and you need to stop doing this shit right now. And Dwight pretty much says, I ain't doing it. Everything's done here. You need to get with the program. And apparently Eugene grows some balls and says, no, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And you need to get down to the sample time. So that's pretty much it. So that's their stuff that happens in the beginning. And then, of course, Daryl, Tara, and Michonne and Rosita, they come up with the master plan of putting Daryl's garbage truck in, which we've kind of talked about that. And then during this whole thing, what was going through your mind, or don't even care, but when all this stuff was going on, Eugene runs into Father Gabriel. Father Gabriel is almost on his deathbed. He's like, I'm going to help you. He says all this stuff. And then he leaves. And Father Gabriel's like, what the hell just happened? What do you think Eugene's situation? Do you think Eugene was pissed that it was going down? Do you think he was more mad the fact that he knows he shouldn't be in this situation, that he should be with his friends? What do you think why do you think he came in guns a-blazing?
I mean, I hope it's because he knows he's on the wrong side right now.
So you definitely felt like he in his mind, it was like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be here.
Well, yeah, but then he fucks it up like always.
Yes.
With this stupid little kite.
Yes, he does.
So I'm like, I'm over him.
He builds that thing with Sasha's little radio.
Yeah.
Did you think Dwight was going to shoot him at that moment?
He should have.
If he would have, Dinka would have.
He should have. I don't know why he didn't.
I think he would have messed up the whole plan because that's like right now, that's number two, you know, and Negan would have been like, who the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, I guess he would have outed Dwight as.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. But then he shot the drone down anyways, but a little bit, you know. So that was a pretty intense moment on the building because I thought I was like, he's going to shoot him, which would be so awesome. Because I think honestly, if Dwight would have shot Eugene, everyone would have been like, we love Dwight.
Yeah.
I think they would have.
Yeah, I think so too.
They would have forgave all the crap that he did. But not shooting him. I'm sure I didn't get the chance to jump on Twitter when all that crap was going on. It was pretty intense on the building. And then, of course, we've already talked about a couple times, Rick and the trash people. Of course, Rick, this is where Rick is taking out of his little trailer shipping container, and then he has to fight the zombies, but then he starts whooping ass with one arm, handcuffed with a chain, and, I mean, just beats all the trash people up.
Yes.
He should have just...
Which was badass.
He should have just pushed her face into the zombie and just said, I'm your leader of the trash people now. That would have been so much better.
Yeah.
But
yes, that would have been.
But instead, they make the deal, and I hate how they talk. I don't get it. Every time they start talking, my wife's like, "Okay."
I know, and then she's like, she wants to draw him in his boxers, and I'm like, "No."
Yeah, these people are just. I don't know what's up with these. My wife is like, "Okay, it's not like this is like modern time. So like, why are they talking like this?" You know, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the trash people. I hope that someone just lights that whole place on fire with them in it. That would be so cool. And that's pretty much it, because you and I have been kind of already kind of touching everything up in episode 7. We were kind of discussed a little bit. How did you feel about this episode? Scale of 1-10. So this is probably the weakest of the episodes that you and I have been talking about.
It might be, because it was a lot of Eugene.
It was a lot of Eugene. A lot of moments, drinking moments, confusion.
Kissing ass.
Douchebaggery.
God.
Yep. But you know what? Negan respects him. And I think that's the only thing that's still holding on to Eugene. Like, okay, I can feel like a part of him. Negan likes me. Because Negan does. Negan's, you know.
Does he, though? Or does he see that Eugene is a little wuss and needs that confirmation? So Negan acting like that is keeping Eugene loyal.
I think Negan definitely knows how to push the right buttons to make him feel that he's number one. But I don't know if it was this episode or the next or the mid-season finale when he says, "How does it feel to be number two in here?" So. You know, I think that's the thing. We've been seeing almost a softer, nicer side of Negan for me. So it's like I am on the fence of like maybe he does mean it. Or is he just doing it to use Eugene? I think Negan's fair. And if like you contribute, you're going to get props.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the only thing that Negan, you know, likes. It's like, okay, yes, he does kind of bash people with the baseball bats, but he likes me. He knows
I'm contributing.
All right, so what did you give this episode? Six?
No, I might have to give it a 7.
7 for episode 7. For me?
I'm changing it because Rick fighting the garbage people, I'll give it an 8.
I would probably agree with you.
That was really badass.
I would give you an 8. An 8. I would give it an 8. And I agree, even though you said 7, then you give 8 because you want to copy me. All right, so I think we're done with this episode, and now we have the mid-season finale. Yay. All right, so people, thanks for tuning in. We're going to come back. Don't forget, I've been saying it's on the blog, but if you want to go to the Walking Dead Recap Show on iTunes, it's there, or audioboom.com. You can search the Walking Dead Recap Show, and we are there. It started off real cool. It was a cool team. Like, I had a group. And, like, I was Rick. You know, and I had a group, and then, like, all my members started getting killed. And then right now I found Kristen. She was at the sanctuary, and I saved her, and that's why she's hanging out with me tonight recapping The Walking Dead. And speaking of Kristen, I know you got the blog, and you got all the stuff online, so let The Walking Dead fans know where they can stalk you at.
I am on AccordingToKristen.com. On Twitter and Instagram at ThisIsKristen_, and on Facebook at According to Kristen. I also have Snapchat, but I suck at Snapchat, so I'm not even going to give that out.
Yeah, people don't even try. I tried, and I was like, is that a butt? And she's like, I'm sorry, I was just trying to – wrong person.
That's definitely false.
Dude, you should have went with it because then people would start following you.
No. Never gonna learn. I don't want people following me because they want to see my butt.
Have you got any penis pics yet since you're a girl? Have you ever got a penis pic yet? You have? Uh-huh.
I'm not answering.
What? Okay, that's a different show. We got to start a different one. About that. All right, so people, I'm excited now. Never mind. That sounded kind of weird that I was excited for a penis pic. I'm excited because we're about to talk about the mid-season finale. It's coming up in just a minute. But if you want to check out my stuff, I got a blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top there says podcasts. Click on that button right there, and you'll find everything that we do. My Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all that good stuff. Everything is on there. So, and then I got some giveaways, too. If you like movies, I don't know where you live, people, but if you click on it, you might be able to download some movie passes. Yeah. All right. I'm looking at my notes here, and yeah, I'm excited. Mid-season finale coming up in just a few minutes. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.